Welcome to this month's Garden Musing. It was written by Gordon Peary and George Lohmiller and is read by Jack Burnett.
A Pigment for Your Imagination. Not all leaves turn vivid colors in the fall. Only a few of our many species of deciduous trees, notably maple, aspen, oak, and gum, produce stellar performances for our annual autumn spectacular. Several factors contribute to fall color, but the main agent is light, or actually, the lack of it. As the autumn days grow shorter, the reduced light triggers chemical changes in deciduous plants, causing a corky wall to form between the twig and the leaf stalk. It is this abscission layer that eventually causes the leaf to drop off in the breeze. As the corky cells multiply, they seal off the vessels that supply the leaf with nutrients and water and also block the exit vessels, trapping simple sugars in the leaves. The combination of reduced light, lack of nutrients, and no water add up to the death of the pigment chlorophyll, the green in leaves. Once this green is gone, two other pigments show their bright faces. These pigments, carotene, which is yellow, and anthocyanin, which is red, exist in the leaf all summer but are masked by the chlorophyll. The browns in autumn leaves are the result of tannin, a chemical that exists in many trees, especially oaks. Sugar trapped in autumn leaves by the abscission layer is largely responsible for the vivid color. Some additional anthocyanins are also manufactured by sunlight acting on the trapped sugar. This is why the foliage is so sparkling after several bright fall days and more pastel during rainy spells. In general, a dry fall produces the most vibrant color. Although many areas of the country experience some autumn foliage change, it is the northern tier of states, especially New England, that holds the jackpot for leaf peepers. A combination of the right climate and light conditions, and an abundance of the tree varieties that hoard colorful pigments come together there. While tradition has it that Columbus Day weekend is when color peaks in New England, the mythical maximum occurs in northern Maine in mid to late September and travels south, reaching the Connecticut shore by late October. By then, the green and white mountains are a subdued brown.